Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Wayward Renegade Witches Presents Freaky Tales. And thank you for joining me this morning and the topic. And I'm just going to really get straight to the fucking point because I had to give you an introduction. And basically, the ritual of fucking your alter ego. So here it is. And I'm just going to get to the point. So last weekend, I had a conversation with actually a client of someone that I do talk to. And the individual said, I want to basically fuck my twin. And I was kind of like, what? And then I had to really analyze what he's saying. And when I really listened, and he was like, no, literally, if I had a twin, I would fuck him. And I was like, okay, that's kind of incestuous, but very interesting dynamic. So he continued on with his concept because he looks at himself in a certain energy. And the bottom line is that what it comes down to is only he who can satisfy himself. So therefore, if you have a twin of yourself, that's easy to satisfy yourself, right? So in some minds, they'll look at that, ooh, that's dark, that's perverted, that's nasty, ooh, that's incestuous, that doesn't sound right. That person has a mental illness, he's crazy, that sounds crazy as fuck. What the fuck is that about? That motherfucker nasty. Or is it? So let's really go back and let's analyze. And I purposely put on tweets for a reason. Because I remember when that song first came out, people were very much confused. And they were confused on, well, is she a lesbian? It was very clear she's talking about a female. What's up with her? But then as years went on and one really analyzed the energy of that song by tweet, which is oops or oh my or put it together, when you really break it down, she was talking about herself and she was loving herself. But then let alone, let's look at a little energy of the words. So she says, oh, some kind of touch caressing my legs. Oh, my. Some kind of touch caressing my legs, which is her caressing her own legs, which is her own energy. And she's trying to recognize it and the feeling that's flowing. Because, again, she's touching herself. It's her own feeling and her own vibration. Then you go on to the next verse that says, oh, I'm turning red. Who could this be? Not recognizing her own energy because it was feeling so swell and good. But then let alone understanding it is of self and of twin self. Now that we look back, that's what the hell she was talking about. In reality, again, because I've talked about masturbation, that's why it's also a big deal to masturbate, because then you are knowing yourself. You are actually pulling that part of you that what some people may call it dark matter, dark energy, Satan, Lucifer type of energy, evil devilment, okay? So, for example, let's really look at the name tweet, because tweet really means twat, which twat means what? Vagina. And some people say it's derogatory or rude, so we have to understand she used her name, because people just look at Tweety Bird and all this other thing or a sound, but really break words down and understand the manifestation of the trick of words and the underlining of what it means, because then she mirrored herself in tweet, but then the underline is the twat, which she went back and talked about herself in masturbation. And through masturbation, it's a ritualistic of yourself of the twin flame. Now, motherfuckers sit up here and tell you all this shit about the twin flame, mean, oh, you're a twin and bullshit. That's the motherfucking bullshit. Your twin flame is really yourself. You are the fire that ignites within yourself. And the bottom line is that we have to get away from novelty as surface shit that directs you and instructs you to believe, oh, a twin flame means a relationship. That's your twin flame. That's your twin. That's your connection. How can a motherfucker of another energy be your twin when you are within yourself? You got to think about shit. Now, the next thing is also shadow spirits. They make you believe these shadow spirits are these demonic entities that come from the heavens and from you know, underneath the ground and the closet and the corners. But your shadow is you. You are the mirror of yourself. So why in the fuck would you be afraid of your twin when your shadow walks in front of you, beside you, and behind you? That is you. That is the element of you. Okay? So any shadow motherfucking spirit that you see is only your fucking self. And when it detaches from you, it's only walking as you are asleep, or you feel it hovering over you. Again, that's a mirror of you. Mirrored energy, soul types, spirit souls, twin souls. Okay? We have to understand what all of this is. And then we come into the dark and the light matter. Now, let alone, I'm going to separate the alter ego energy, because that's what I said, alter ego, and I said that for a reason, because alter ego is so common, but then we go into the novelty energy of alter ego and archetypes, and we have to be careful with these archetypes, per se. That's the wording they want to give it. But let alone we have to be careful of them type of energies, because alter egos and archetypes go hand in hand, okay? Now, mirrored energy or twin souls are different. Archetypes, alter egos are different from your twin, okay? Your twin is you. Not your archetypes or your fucking alter egos, understand? But I have to speak it to you in novelty, because I'm speaking to novelty mind. Okay, now, just looking at some notes. Now, the interesting part of it is this. This is a form of ritual, and there are certain seasons that when you want to look into, some people say fucking yourself. What is fucking yourself? Is fucking yourself incestuous? Is it bad? Or let's really look at what the energies are. Because if you're fucking yourself, then people say, oh, you're motherfucking conceited. You're only about self. You are a narcissist. You're all of these things that are bad if you say, I want to fuck myself. But when you really look at what the person is saying, I want to fuck myself, what they're saying is, I'm feeling self-confidence about myself, that there isn't anyone else in the world that could satisfy me but me, okay? And then what they're doing is pulling their energy, which is what? The twin flame, the twin soul, the twin spirit, their energy, and then they're manipulating the energies where they can separate the two and then go into this dimension of reality. Like nowadays, they're making reality video games where you literally going in fucking, what is it, these types of energies. The bottom line is that comes from our mind, because in reality, and I'm saying reality for a reason, they attach stuff to us to get into our energies, and all they're doing is pulling ourselves within the reality. Because when we're literally sitting up there looking at all of these video games and the new up and coming video games, which is the more virtual reality, we are the twins of ourselves. We are looking at ourselves. We are literally feeling and fucking ourselves. But because we're under, as I said, the magician card or Luciferian energy, they make you believe that you're fucking some kind of galactic robot or the machine or a certain type whatever, how it goes in digital, but you're really fucking yourself because they went into the various parts of the brain and the magnetic energies and the electrodes and studied the brain and learned how to pull your energy within these video games. So instead of you really fucking yourself, your own physical body or your spiritual self or your twin flame or your mirrored energy or your shadow, you go into a fucking video game fucking a being, but it's really yourself because they studied your being. That's what I'm saying. So everything is to separate the self from itself. This is what I'm saying. In this society, we have learned to give a fuck about other people. So the bottom line is this. Loving yourself is dark. Loving yourself is conceited. Loving yourself is selfish, okay? And the funny thing is this. The mass wants you to love the mass. That's considered light energy. You can't be attracted to yourself. You have to be attracted to other people. So in this society, if you say, I love me, it's like saying stranger danger. If you say, shit, I'd rather fuck myself than fuck him, stranger danger, there's an issue. Okay? So the bottom line is they've made it dark to love thee, but they made it light to love everybody. Okay? And what I mean is that when you love everybody, you don't have time for your own body or to be conceited or to be selfish. But what is very interesting is that they set that aside for entertainers. I have a call that's coming in, and I'm going to answer it and see the what's up. Hi, this is Wayward. Who's calling? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Oh, how are you? How are you? You doing all right today?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing wonderful.
So yeah. you know I'm talking about you, right?
So, I had an idea.
Okay. So give some details in your perception, because you and I had this conversation, and
what? You
remember I was very quiet, and you were explaining to me. Okay.
Right.
So
right. Well, then. Okay.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Give your philosophy,
Can you fill me in on some of the bits and pieces? Because I'm just now calling in, and I missed probably a huge part of what you said before. So I'm trying to get back to that part.
Well, basically, I headed the conversation show with Tweet, and I described her song because her song is very much similar to you and I conversation. And then I went into our conversation last weekend. Okay.
Right.
And
right.
Remember, I was kind of like asking you, I said, well, isn't that incestuous? And then I kept asking you how you feel. You was like, no, if I had a twin, this is what I would do. And then I came back in our conversation, then I said, well, wait a minute, let's look at this in a different way. Because there's a ritualistic energy behind it, okay?
Right.
And there's even a ritualistic energy even in seasons and planet energy when to even do that type of ritual work, because in reality, it is a form of ritual. But what I also was saying is it's a form of self-love, and self-love that there isn't anybody else that could satisfy you, but let alone that's where also masturbation comes in, and people have an issue with that, because what I'm saying is that they make a big deal about loving yourself, but you have to love everybody else. So what is your energy? What is, I'm, because this energy came from you, but then I looked at it as a form of ritualistic energy because, for example, I'm afraid to love me. I'm afraid to say, I will fuck myself. I'm about me. This is what I'll do. If I had a fucking twin, then I'll fuck my twin because I'm that motherfucking bad.
Exactly.
But in reality, I'm afraid to do that because society taught me, and I'm just talking in layman, taught me not to love me, not to be conceited about me, and not to be about myself. So what do you think about that?
Well, my take on that is that, of course, I'm content with myself. I had to learn to love myself and things of that nature, but I will put others before me. So my thing is if I had a twin or whatever, like I said, yeah, it would go down, you know, or whatever. And that's due to the lack of, let me say this, how can I say it? The lack of men having, you know, their own personality. These days, these men, they don't think. They all think alike. They all talk the same. They fuck the same. They walk the same. They have no individualism, you know? So I'm like, okay, well, that's boring. And that's coming from me, which is a pure cold Sagittarius, whatever, November, and things of that nature. And I'm just like, you know, I'm kind of fed up with the men that they have nowadays or whatever because they're just not, they're not in vibration anymore. They're not in season anymore. So I said, okay, well, let me look myself in the mirror, you know. I turn myself on. That's why I work out so much, you know. Well, if I can't get him, I'll please myself, you know. Whether if I have a vivid imagination about creating the scenario with me and my identical twin, but also loving and respecting myself at the same time. And I call it not, you know, how they have homosexual or heterosexual, but the new term that I like to call it is my sexual, meaning I dig myself and I'm into myself and I fuck myself like nobody else can, period. So, you know, that's where that pretty much came from, whatever. So, but like you said, I do see that as a ritual. Right. Uh-huh.
But what is also very interesting is I will also call it intersection or intersexual sex. Because base it up and change the name of being a hermaphrodite to intersexual. But in reality, you are being intersexual because you are being into yourself and sexual. But I found what you said very interesting, and I want to tell you why. You said that nowadays, sexually, people are whack. Men, women, whatever, whatever. They're whack as fuck. And we get and we get with these motherfuckers on low vibrations, then we have sex with them, then we attach our energy to them, and then they cause us to have low fucking vibrations. And you're saying, look, I want to be fucked in a certain way. These motherfuckers ain't doing it. I can fuck myself. So I can fuck the twin spirit of myself. So is that on the lines of what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
That is true. Yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay. So could we go back to, and I remember in our conversation, you said I work out. How is that? How is that connected?
Meaning, I have this thing where I like watch, I like looking at my body, you know, things of that nature, touching myself, and, you know, I guess you could say it's a physical and it's a mental kind of thing as well, where if there was a physical manifestation of myself as well, then like I said, of course, with no holds barred, yeah, it would go down, period, you know?
Okay.
So,
do you feel... it's a ritual? It's a form of a ritual?
Well, as I would say, I don't know everything, but I know something. And me by learning, by me from definitely learning from you, of course, you know, I would probably say it's a ritual. But, you know, hey, to each his own. And I would look at it as this. Why not? You're feeding off of yourself. You're manifesting off of yourself. And I guess you could say it's a form of self-masturbation, whether you did have a physical twin or not, if some people are into that kinky type of grown and sexy, age appropriate type of ish or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm into, you know. I'm not going to face the funk. Of course, yeah, it might be an alter ego or a bit of a succubus, but if I did have an identical mirror twin, then we would manifest off of each other. That's how I would look at it, you know. What do you think?
Okay. Well, what's very interesting, I was saying earlier in the on Blog Talk and on the show that I'm going to separate that even from being an alter ego, even from an archetype, because it's your twin. And I'm going to put alter egos in a different energy, because that's dealing with a certain spirit that's part of you. But I'm not going to necessarily look at it as a form of dark matter. But then I can flip the script, because I can look at things in many ways. Now, because you're fucking your twin, right? And in society, of course, they call that your incestuous side. So, but there's a difference when there's a spiritual concept to it, then there's a difference of a physical concept. And then that's where it could get interesting. And I remember you and I in conversation, you were dead motherfucking serious that you were like, look, if I had a twin, this is going down. And I had to to really, you know, intertwine in your energy and understand I get what he's saying, and some people may consider that, you know, everything across the board, but this is what happens when we get into these ritualistic energies of people who are not connected to us. Then when you get tired of those energies, then you get into another vibration of, I'll fuck myself, but then but the bottom line is, let's separate that energy. And what I'm saying is, we have to learn how to pull separate energies. And what I mean by that, and I'm going to call it your twin flame, because people want to call twin flames this other energy, which it isn't. But I'm going to call it even your shadowed energy. So if your shadowed energy is with you every single fucking day, it walks with you, it sleeps with you, it separates this energy, then we have to learn how to use those energies in a sexual manner that goes into dimensions that make it into a full body energy. Not your archetypes, not your alter ego. In your case, and this is why I said to you, you and I can work together, then we can explore that energy, that in a dimension of energy, you basically you're fucking yourself. But then that goes into self-confidence and being assured that I'm about my fucking self and not being ashamed of that particular energy. But I'm also saying, we can explore that on certain moons, certain double moons, certain back stars, certain days, certain seasons. It manifests and then it exemplifies itself. It escalates and generates the energies. And what this comes down to is this: being against the grain. And really fuck society and their thought process, because they don't know and they're ignorant and they are afraid. And I'm saying, your energy let me see how society put us in this category of, we can't be cool with ourselves.
Right.
We can't love ourselves. Neither. Who are you to say you can fuck yourself? But then in certain, I'm going to say, cult groups are taught how to manipulate their energies, even go to other people and fuck the energies, other energies, but also learn how to fuck themselves and be a mirrored or shadowed energy. okay?
Exactly.
And I remember saying to you, it's like you want to be, an incubus type of energy. But incubus is really just a layman form. But with your type of energy, you can metaphor into or change into various energy. You just have to know how to do it. So what is your thought if you want to go into it more behind that? And I remember you saying to me that I think you felt kind of a ways, not a ways about it, but you felt that you kind of have to keep it on the under. And you didn't want to do. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You said.
No.
I'm going to let you finish that for us. Okay,
Go ahead.
At first, I did feel some type of ways about it, but I understand it's a form, I believe, of like dark, as you said, dark matter, dark energy, or something of that nature. But I'm comfortable with it, you know. What some people may find weird, I find very fascinating, as long as I'm not into children or anything of that nature, hell to the not. But I'm just saying, it's age appropriate, it's grown and sexy. And I actually wrote a book about it, or just a short, brief story about it. So, you know, at times I read it and, you know, I turn myself on.
Do you want to read, like, a little clip of your story?
Would you like me to now, or?
Go ahead, read it now. I have, like, a couple of minutes.
Bring it out. Let me get into that really quick. Okay, let me see. What do I have there? It's called, The Ultimate Nutbuster, The Ultimate Showdown, as two extremely sexy newbie and identical mirror twin brothers crave each other. Between me and my identical mirror twin, and no one can stop us, come everywhere. Me and Joseph are the ages 30 years old. It's how we, same height, same body type, same weight. As me and my twin brother look at each other devilishly, thinking about all the freaks that me and Joseph are about to unleash upon each other. Looking at each other as me and him rub each other and pinch each other's hard, firm nipples. Me and him will fuck each other until the other taps out, wrestle butt crack ass naked, shave musty balls in the air, as we beat each other's muscle butts down and suck each other's musty balls and wrestle in each other's hot popcorn smelling ambered yellow colored pitch and fuck each other like two pet bulls in heat and lick each other's musty muscle armpits. And, you know, it goes on or whatever. But I'm going to just leave that little, I guess, that cliffhanger part right there until later on or whatever when we go into the night or whatever. So, yeah.
Okay.
But
that's just a little bit of the energy. Go ahead.
Right. But that's just more like what we would call it, like you would call it, more like a fetish freak or whatever, you know, like freaky fetish type of, you know, because I try to get real descriptive in it as possible. So, you know, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. The show is about to end.
Okay.
And I'm going
and thank
to
you for having
you.
Me.
Thank you for calling. You're welcome.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
All right, you too. Bye.
Everyone, thank you for tuning in to Freaky Tales, Wayward Renegade Witches Presents. Go to Wayward Renegade Witches blog if you have questions about this type of energy. If you have questions in reference to this type of energy, hit a Wayward Renegade. Check out Urban Voodooism, Afro Satanism, the various channeling readings, the medium work. Again, if you have any further questions, just contact me under the Urban Voodooism.